And now here's your moderator, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Debbie. And welcome everybody at Minds Over Matter. We hope you had a lovely weekend and can give us an hour of your time tonight, because Minds Over Matter is, was, and always will be a audience participation quiz program. So, of course, we are hoping for your participation out there, and not just a call to us with a question or answer, but, of course, a call to KALW for a pledge. So we're doing our quiet pledging. That doesn't mean I can't mention it at all, but it means that we're not going to bother you too much about it. The number to pledge is 1-800-525-9917. So if you enjoy this show, and indeed all the other shows on KALW, we hope you will call in and pledge. It's very, very important. Whatever amount you can afford is always welcome, and especially if you enjoy this show and the fact that KALW has us on the air. Please call and show your appreciation at 1-800-525-9917. That's 1-800-525-9917. All the longtime listeners who have not become members of KALW, now is the time. 1-800-525-9917. Okay. Minds Over Matter, we'll be taking questions and giving you questions on current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, and just about everything else. So the number here to call in is 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. Our email address is mindsovermatter, that's one word, mindsovermatter@yahoo.com. If you'd like to hear our show online, you can do that anywhere in the world simply by going to kalw.org. Again, that's kalw.org. And with the lovely Debbie Kennedy here, we will have a podcast of the show be up and running afterwards at kalw.org, along with some of our older shows. So we're going to start with a round of introductions and a round of questions. And here is the first. Jerry Nachman's favorite restaurant, the Lakeside Cafe on Ocean Avenue, closed last week, a major loss to civilization. He has been in deep mourning ever since and may be forced to learn how to cook something beyond scrambled eggs, a tuna sandwich, and chocolate chip cookies. That seems to be enough, actually, in some ways.
It's those three food groups, yeah. Yes. Well, Leah Garchick has finally got some interest in the America's Cup, but she can't get out of her mind the headline of a column Art Hoppe wrote about the Vietnam War: to root against your country, go Kiwis.
That makes sense.
Doesn't make sense.
It does.
Following our trend, our moderator Dana Rodriguez plans to ask his dentist to name his new bridge after Jerry Nachman. So, good one.
That makes a nice segue into my first question.
Does it? Okay, good. I'm glad that worked.
What is the, according to Reuters, what is the going rate for tooth fairies these days?
Oh.
Within 10%.
I believe it was 50 cents when I was a tot.
I bet it's 10 bucks.
No.
10 bucks. Oh. I'll say...
It has outstripped inflation, I can tell you.
Yeah. It would seem to be something where you wouldn't leave like a bunch of singles under the pillow, so... Like a $10 bill or a $5, well, maybe a $5.
This is an
bill.
Average number, so it's not even necessarily.
I'll say $5. It is written down, isn't it, Jerry?
I'm trying to think whether this is within. No, I'm trying to think whether this is within 10%.
Oh, I see.
That part of my math.
Too long since you've been in the math class.
We'll give it to you. It's $3.70.
Okay.
Is that within 10%?
No.
Not quite. Okay, well, close enough.
All right, give us another question.
Okay.
Something without math in it.
Okay. What state grants gun permits to blind people?
Oh, God. Oh, my. Oh, gosh. Well, all right, I'll just guess Texas.
No.
Is it on purpose?
Yes. The contention is it would be, you know, discriminatory against disabled people.
Well, you know, you're bound to hit something.
Ridiculous reasoning, but, you know, but the Disabilities Act and all that.
Alabama.
No.
All right. Once more, Jerry.
I was thinking of the blind boys of Alabama.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's
oh, yeah. What state grants gun permits to blind people?
Debbie's laughing.
What? You're laughing over my line.
No, sorry.
What state grants gun permits to blind people?
So there's only one state that you found that,
yeah,
does this?
Yeah.
Interesting. And it's based on a possible discrimination policy?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi.
Is the state Montana?
No, it is not.
All right. This is Glenn.
Hi, Glenn.
Hi. I have a... do we do the World Happiness Report?
Yeah.
We did that?
Oh, I don't know if we
did. Well, go ahead.
Well, I have the 10 happiest countries in the world.
Denmark, number one.
Yeah. Yes. Hmm. You already know.
I'm going there.
Australia.
Number 10.
New Zealand.
Nope.
Canada.
Yes, number 5. Number 6.
Good.
Iceland.
Yes, number 9.
Finland.
Yes, number 6. Number 7.
Sweden.
Number 3. Wait, no, number 5.
Why are they so happy in Scandinavia?
They drink a lot.
Yeah, okay, okay. This is true.
They have socialized medicine.
Okay. There you go.
Is there anything that's outside of Europe?
Oh, Norway.
Yes, yes, that's number 2.
Is there anything that's outside Europe, Glenn?
In top 10, Australia, but the rest are all in Europe.
All Europe, okay. All right, so, well, all right, how about the Netherlands?
Yes, number 4.
All right.
Monaco.
Switzerland.
Number 3.
So how many are we missing now?
Well, we only got a couple left.
One left.
And it's in Europe as well.
Yes, number 8.
Liechtenstein.
No.
Luxembourg.
Close.
Oh, Belgium?
Close. No, Liechtenstein was closer.
Germany?
France.
No, France.
Austria.
You got it.
Okay.
And what is the most unfriendly city in the world?
The most unfriendly city
based
in the world.
Based on what?
Based on what, yeah.
Based on the happiness scale.
Oh, okay.
You mean that what?
Unfriendly
well,
or unhappy?
That's different than being unhappy.
Is it a capital city?
No.
Okay. But it's
I'm not clear on the premise here. Is it the unhappiest city or the least friendly?
Least friendly.
Least friendly city.
Yes.
So, it's
city.
Not... Is it? It's not Paris, is it?
No. It's kind of obscure.
All right. Well,
how about Pyongyang? Isn't that what it's called? Well, I don't see that as a... They're not doing karaoke in the streets.
That's true.
Well, I don't know. The Koreans love karaoke.
Yeah, they do.
They invented it, I think.
Huh, the unfriendly city.
Not karaoke, the karaoke.
What part of the world is it in, Glenn?
The Western Hemisphere.
The Western Hemisphere, okay. Is it in the United States?
Japanese.
Oh, it is in the United States.
The unhappiest city? Unfriendliest?
Well, New York used to have that crown for years, but I don't think it's that.
New Jersey?
That's right.
Oh, my God.
How'd you do that?
I was a complete and utter guess.
Well, they have a lot to be unhappy about, I guess. Well, I don't know about unfriendly. But.
Mexico is 16. United States is 17. Japan is 43.
What is the source for this?
Well, I don't understand. Japan is 43 on what?
On the unhappiest.
On
the happiest scale. I'm sorry.
The happiest scale.
Yeah. And did you say where the U.S. is?
U.S. is number 17.
Number 17.
Seven. Oh, well.
17.
Yes.
17. Okay.
Well, thank you, Glenn.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, bye.
And Leah, it's your turn.
What is the one place where 2/3 of the world's caviar is eaten?
You mean a country or city? Or
a place.
Place.
2/3. Okay.
Well,
All right, I'll say Saudi Arabia.
No.
Well, they've closed, but I would have said the Russian tea room, but I guess...
It can't be too small a country, though, you would think, but... I mean, it has to be a country that has some money. Okay.
2/3 of all the caviar?
That's what she said.
Okay. I don't know.
All right. Well, read the question once more.
What is the one place where 2/3 of the world's caviar is eaten?
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Good afternoon, City.
Hello.
I have a couple of questions.
Okay.
First one is, what situation comedy was seen on three television networks consecutively because of an advertising agency change?
So, a situation comedy was seen on three networks at the same time?
Yeah, Tyrone was on three networks because they kept switching networks because of the advertising agency.
You
mean at the same time, the same season?
No, I thought it was, well, ran on one network for two seasons and another one for another. Yeah.
Well, I know that Bachelor Father was on.
Yeah, Give Yourself Well, that's
right.
The show.
Okay.
And my second question. Do you remember George Burns and Gracie Allen show? There were four actors who played Harry Morton. Two of the actors who played Harry Morton appeared in the film together. What was it?
Oh, yeah.
Clark must have been one of them.
Well, the first one was Hal March.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't Hal March.
And Fred Clark was the longest, I think.
Fred Clark was one of the people you're thinking of, though, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't Harry Bonsell?
He was on the show, but
he was the announcer. Right? Yeah.
Who knows where that was stored?
Oh, that guy who played, he was on Mr. Ed as well.
That's the one.
I forgot what his name was. Larry Keating.
That's right.
Yeah.
Very good.
You know what the film was?
Larry Keating and Fred Clark. Boy.
I got three. That's pretty
good. Yeah. Something from the early 50s, no doubt.
Yeah, it had Fred Astaire in it.
Oh, then it's, It's Daddy Longlegs then.
Yeah, Give Yourself a Bell.
All right. Thank you.
What was Fred Astaire?
Oh, I'm sorry. You had another question. That was it. Okay, thank you.
What was the Fred Astaire?
Daddy Longlegs, 55, the one with Leslie Caron.
What was the question, though? I'm sorry.
The two actors who played the neighbor on Burns and Allen show were in a film together.
Okay.
So, what was the first fictional character from a novel to be trademarked?
Tarzan?
Yeah. Very good.
Excellent.
Very good. In 1923, Edgar Rice Burroughs. All right. Good job. Okay. All right. What two state names are made up not from a Native American origin or named after real people? What are the only two states whose names are not from a Native American origin or named after
real people?
There are only two.
California is one.
California is one. Yes.
Wait a minute. Only two states?
There are only two states that have names that are not from a Native American origin or some sort of Native origin.
New York.
No, not New York. In other words, that's named after a real person, which is the Duke of York.
Okay, it's named after a place.
It's named after the Duke of York. That's.
What was the original York? Named after the Duke of York?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, you would think that the Duke's name would have derived from his dukedom, which was the place.
Well, from all the stuff I read about it, the Earl of Sandwich is from Sandwich. But everything I read about it is named after the position of the Duke of York. In other words, the title. So there's one state left that is named. I will tell you a little bit about the name. The name was made up by a lobbyist in Washington. A lobbyist for this territory, and so it's the only state left that has a totally made up name.
How about New Mexico?
No.
Well, what is Mexico? Mexico.
Mexico is from a. A native
Aztec name,
an Aztec or
like
Mayan
that.
Name originally.
So Native American,
right?
Including.
So, what is the only U.S. state that is left, other than California, that has a completely fictitious? In other words, it's a made-up name.
Delaware.
No, that's named after Lord Delaware. All right, so that
was named after Delaware Punch.
Parbuckling has been in the news this week.
It has.
Yes, it has. So I want you to tell me what parbuckling is and why it has been in the news.
Not in my newspapers. Okay.
I bet it has.
Parbuckling.
Parbuckling.
One word?
Yes. And it is something that's going on in Europe.
Vermont.
No.
It means Green Mountain. It has nothing to do with a Native American thing, nor a person.
I'll buy that.
It's not Vermont.
I'll buy that. We need an impartial judge.
It's not Vermont.
We need an impartial
Let
judge.
Let the record show I'm pounding my fist on the table.
So once more.
You're the only fist you have.
Parbuckling has been in the news this week. It's dealing with parbuckling. It's something that's going on in Europe. So tell me what parbuckling is.
Well, it must be a golfing scandal.
It is not a golfing scandal. Okay. It is not a scandal of any kind.
Okay.
And the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. We're also doing pledging tonight at 1-800-525-9917, or you can go to kalw.org and pledge online. But if you want to call 1-800-525-9917, you can donate in any form you like. Please try to give generously. Thank you very much. And let's go to a call.
I think parbuckling is what Berlusconi does at bunga bunga parties.
No, but you have the right country. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Dana. This is Judy in Berkeley.
Hey, Judy.
I'm going to give an additional gift since I came to your party and ate all that food.
Oh, thank you.
And I'm guessing Florida for your state question?
No.
Okay, I think Leah has a good point there with Vermont.
Thank you.
And for Jerry's question...
It was
question,
lovely to meet you.
Yes, you're charming. It's Iowa. It was in today's Chronicle.
Was it in today's Chronicle?
If you're legally blind, it said you can apply for a gun license.
That's right. It is Iowa. Very good.
Oh, so you may not get one,
well,
but you can apply for one?
That's the way it's phrased. While I've been on hold, I ran and checked, although I had remembered this wonderful fact.
Okay, you got it.
Okay. Good job. Night.
Thanks, Judy. Bye-bye.
And thanks for clarifying. Okay.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is David Price Weldy in San Francisco.
Hi, David. It was nice to meet you.
Oh, you were hosting the best party in the city that evening. You're all great.
Well, that's very nice.
Leah was here, so it must have been.
Oh.
Fun by all, and thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Someone guessed Iowa, so I have a question then. And my question would be, what California county produces more turkeys than any other place in the U.S.?
County. It's
well, Hollywood, if you've been in the movies.
Yeah, there, right, exactly. Is it Northern California?
Central California.
Okay, well, that makes more sense, I suppose. All right. Leah, what are some counties in Central California?
I don't know the names of counties.
Anywhere near Fresno?
It is right on the mark. That is the answer.
Oh.
Give
Fresno.
Yourself a bell.
All right. I stumble into the right answers.
I thought it was raisins from Fresno, not turkeys.
Mm.
Okay.
Well, have a good night.
Thanks, David.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. And Jerry, it's your turn.
Well, I need to recuse you, Dana. I'm so sorry to do that, but... what was the first feature-length movie filmed in Hollywood?
Oh, I might not know this, Jerry.
Oh, okay.
Feature-length.
Well, then I have to take you at your word.
Feature-length. Right. Is the title familiar to you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Once more, would you read it?
What was the first feature-length movie filmed in Hollywood?
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Hey there, caller.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Oh, okay. All right, so I have several guesses. One for the caviar. Oh, so my name's Lori.
Hi, Lori.
Thanks. San Francisco. the caviar, is it Iran?
No.
Oh,
or Russia?
Good
no.
Guess.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm very sorry about that.
That's
okay.
All right.
And then for the states, Missouri?
For which question was that?
Not the name of a Native American.
Oh, that is a Native American name.
Fine. Keep the baby. Okay.
Kentucky? What's that?
Kentucky?
Not Kentucky.
All right. And then my final, probably wrong guess is Birth of a Nation?
No.
Oh,
no.
That's a good guess. Though.
Very good guess, but no.
Thank you.
Excellent
All right.
guess,
well,
yeah.
Have a nice evening.
Well, thank you, Lori. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Dana, really, how could you explain Vermont?
Honestly, I'd have to look it up, but I looked.
Really?
There's a very authoritative site went through the names of all the states and very emphatically said there were only two that are qualify as basically fictional names.
Well, your answer will have to have an asterisk.
There was a explanation for Vermont as well, but I just don't happen to have it right in front of me. So trust me on that a little bit.
We can clear it up next week.
All right, I will. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds of Matter.
Hi, it's Brian from San Francisco.
Hi, Brian.
Hi. I wasn't sure if that was me on. I have some questions for you, too. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay, here's... wait a minute, let me turn my radio down. Name the first five actresses to win Best Supporting Actress Awards.
Yeah, well...
Oh, you mean just in general?
The first five actresses to win the first five Supporting Actress Awards.
All right,
Academy
let's
Awards.
See. Gail Sondergaard.
Yes.
This is not necessarily going to be in order.
First five.
Brady.
Alice Brady.
Brady.
In Old Chicago.
Right.
Gail Sondergaard, Anthony Adverse.
Right. Let's see. So, 1938. Faye Bainter.
Yep. Jezebel.
Jezebel. 39. Hattie McDaniel.
Yep.
And
Under the Wind.
1940. Not Judith Anderson. Is it Judith Anderson? No.
Wonderful actress.
I don't doubt it for a minute. It's not Judith Anderson, is it?
No, but okay. It starts with a J. Her first name does.
I'm getting older. No, I'm sorry, I don't remember.
You want to hit?
Yeah.
She co-starred with Henry Fonda.
Oh, Jane Darwell.
That's right.
Okay. Sorry.
It's second question. First film. Which film won the first Oscar given for a song, and what was the song?
Film won the first Oscar for song?
Oh, it was the Gay Divorcee. It was the Continental.
That's right. You got it. And I wanted to guess on one, the first feature-length movie.
Right.
Was it The Iron Horse?
The Iron Horse, Jerry, the first feature-length.
No. I don't know that.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.
All right. And Leah, it's your turn.
Okay. What does it cost within 10% to make a nickel?
Within 10% to make a nickel.
4 cents.
I'll say half a penny. No?
Hey, penny.
No? Mm-mm. All right. Would you read that once more?
What does it cost the mint to make a nickel?
All right. You're not just talking about materials. You're talking about overhead and
the making
everything.
Of it, yeah.
Okay. Electricity and running the machine and everything. All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hey, is that me?
It is you.
Yeah, it is David in Oakland.
Hi, David.
Okay, I have a few guesses. For the state, is it Rhode Island?
It is not Rhode Island.
It is not Rhode Island. I thought road meant red in Dutch.
It does. It is actually named after the Isle of Rhodes, originally.
Oh, okay. Thought it was different. And about the caviar question, I don't know if this fits in the definition of caviar, but could it be Japan?
No, sorry.
Not Japan.
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and I had one question for you.
Sure.
So, I guess my mom was doing a puzzle the other day, and she asked me, she says, are the first three letters in the first first three letters of the first and last names? She says, it's a famous movie actress, classic movie actress, was the clue.
Right.
She says, do you know the answer?
The first three letters are, what's that again?
So the first three letters, I'm sorry, did you say the first three?
Yeah, the first three letters of both the first and last name.
Okay.
And she gave me the first three letters, first and last name. And I she and said, who was classic movie actress? I said, how many letters in the last name? She said, why? I said, well, there could be two answers.
So give me the letters.
Well, if I give you the letters, it'll be evident. But these are early movie actresses.
Could you rephrase that question for me?
So he has the first three letters of the first and last name.
Are the same.
Okay.
For these two actresses.
Okay.
Oh, we'd have to have some of the...
Okay, and I'll tell you, the last names are, one of them is five letters long and the other is six letters long.
That's, we can think about this.
Yeah, we'd have to think about this. Do you want to... we'll put you on hold and you can leave the name if you like.
Sure.
And then we can let the audience guess and we'll try to work that out too.
Sure, the two exorcists, sure.
Yeah. All right, hold on. Okay, in the meantime, you are listening to Minds Over Matter. We are here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. Our panel tonight is author Jerry Nachman from the San Francisco Chronicle, columnist Leah Garchik. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. And you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That's KALW, your local public radio station. And, of course, we are doing pledging tonight. We're trying to keep it as quiet as possible. That number is 1-800-525-9917. If you enjoy this show, and indeed any show that you hear on KALW, now's the time to call and pledge whatever amount you can afford. We hope you'll be as generous as possible. Simply go to 1-800-525-9917 or kalw.org. So
the last question,
yes,
was it a movie actress or
no? He said famous movie actress. Yeah,
well, she wasn't famous, but Mary Martin would qualify.
That's true. Okay, all right. And I think it's my turn.
That's probably the six. He said there was one with six letters in his last name. That's probably the one he means.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right, I have some food etymology questions, okay? So what I'll describe where the name came from and what it means, and you tell me what the food is, okay? So number one, this is a Narragansett Indian name for boiled whole kernels of corn. In other words, this is what the name actually means in Narragansett Indian language. So this is a Narragansett Indian name for boiled whole kernels of corn. Mm. All right, I'll give you two more. The second,
succotash?
Yes, very good.
Excellent.
Very good. Good job. All right, the second one is from the French for twice cooked. The name is from French for twice cooked.
Hmm.
And the third one is also from French for jump. The third one is also from French for jump. Okay, I should say the third one is a cooking term and not a something you eat. So the second one is something you eat. It is from the French for twice cooked. What is that? And the third is a cooking term. It is from the French for jump. All right. And the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134.
Is a twice cooked dish, was that in French, a French word, or just...
Well, it comes from a French word.
It means that in French.
Yes.
But
yes.
It's not necessarily...
It's from the French word for twice cooked.
But it's an English word.
We've come to see it as an English word now. Again, the number to join us with a question or answer is 415-841-4134. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there, caller? Hello? Anybody? No? Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
I am, okay. Sauté for jump?
That is absolutely correct.
Oh.
Very
it's
good.
The twice cooked.
I'm sorry?
Biscuit for twice
cooked. Biscuit for twice cooked, yes.
Oh.
Very good.
Très bien. Thank you.
Is that it? Okay. And there goes my question. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Sid. How are you?
Good.
Very good. So I have a very simple math problem. We have six sisters. Each sister have one brother. How many brothers altogether do we have?
You have six sisters, and each sister has one brother?
Right.
One.
Very good. Smart. I thumped you on that. Very good. Okay.
So you didn't just fall off the turnip drug.
Okay. Second question. That's very simple. Okay. Second question is, the only world currency that have the U.S. flag on it.
The only United States currency?
World
currency.
That has the U.S. flag on it.
Right.
U.S. flag.
It's only one.
U.S.
flag. And what is the value of the currency as well in dollars?
This isn't another one of those questions that, you know, it's the United States.
It really is a question. World currency that is foreign, but it has the U.S. flag on it.
Is it Guam?
No.
Is it Liberia?
No. But you're in the same thought, though. It must be a country related to the United States. How about, I'll give you a hint.
Is it the Philippines?
Philippines.
Far. Don't go too far.
Not too far. Puerto Rico.
No.
That's not a country. Though.
Well, no, but they don't. They use dollars, don't they?
So it's not too far offshore of the United States.
Yes.
Which makes me think
the U.S. Virgin Islands?
No.
It's not a country, though.
It's a country. Right. Right.
It's in the Caribbean. Right?
No.
No, it's not in the Caribbean.
Let me give you a hint, because I was concerned about time, and I'd like a lot of people to call you.
All right.
Okay, so you can go to this country without going in the sea. So you can just go on land to go to this country.
So it's somewhere in Central America?
Let me give you more hint. It is North America.
So Canada.
Of course. Okay, what is the what is the value of the currency?
The Canadian dollar against the U.S. dollar?
No, not the single dollar does not have the U.S. flag. It is a $2 bill, Canadian money. It has the American flag on it.
Oh.
Really interesting question. Really? Thank you very much.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
Well, I wonder why.
I don't know. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7. Please join us if you like. We have a couple of lines open at 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. Let's repeat any questions that have not been answered yet. Jerry, what do you have?
What was the first feature-length movie filmed in Hollywood?
Okay. And Leah?
What is the place where two-thirds of the world's caviar is eaten? And what does it cost the U.S. Mint to make a nickel?
And me. All right. Parbuckling has been in the news this week. It's something that's going on in Europe. What is parbuckling? And is that it? Oh, yes. There is, other than California, there is one state whose name is made up, a completely fictitious one. In other words, it's made up out of whole cloth. What is the one state that has a made-up name other than California? And yes.
And that one caller called in. He wanted to know what two famous actresses have the first three letters and the first three letters of the first name, first three letters of the last name.
Right.
Two famous film actresses.
Okay.
So the first three letters are the same of both first and last names.
Was that on the air or just to me?
No, it's on the air.
Okay, good.
So everyone else heard it too.
All right, good.
I guess one, but she wasn't.
Mary Martin.
She was not a famous film actress necessarily.
Yeah, for a couple of years anyway.
Yeah.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there, caller? Hello? No?
Is that me?
Yeah, it is you.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I thought he said there were two ahead of me. This is Denise in San Francisco.
Hi.
I have a guess about how much it costs to make a nickel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just a guess. 20 cents.
Nope.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks, Denise.
Thanks.
Okay.
No wonder our deficit is so high. And Jerry, I think it's your turn.
Okay. I have a two-part question related. First part is why are British police called bobbies? That's the first part.
Mm-hmm.
And why is Scotland Yard, why is it Scotland Yard and not British Yard?
All right. They're called bobbies because of Sir Robert Peel, who was the first head of the organized police force.
Right. That's the easy part. Okay. Give yourself a bell.
All right.
But why is it called Scotland Yard and not British Yard or Irish Yard?
That
or Ireland Yard, I mean.
No. Mm-mm. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Is that me?
It is you.
Oh, hi, this is Brian from Marin.
Hi, Brian.
Okay, this is a musical question. I would like to know, who is the author of Why Don't You Do Right? It's a standard that Peggy Lee and Benny Goodman made famous, I believe it's from 1941.
Right.
What do you want to know about it?
That tune?
Who's the author? So there's only, is there one person who is the wrote the that wrote the music and the lyrics?
Right.
Okay. And
he was part of a famous duet, and he had a very famous brother as well.
Famous duet. Okay. Huh. Famous duet.
His famous brother was a famous mandolin player.
A mandolin player?
There is no such thing.
Wow.
Yeah, there is.
Wow.
Ukulele Ike.
I almost said Nick Lucas, but that was, I think that was the guitar, not the mandolin. Gosh, a famous duo in vaudeville or something like that, huh?
Well, you could say it was an offshoot from vaudeville. It wasn't. They weren't performing jazz together, but the genre of music that they played together was very close to jazz.
Okay.
And this was written in the late 20s, very early 30s.
All right.
And they never performed this tune themselves.
Huh. So it's...
Phil Green performed it.
Maybe it's the Happiness Boys.
Before Peggy Lee.
I don't know. The Happiness Boys, Ernie Hare, and who was the other one? I forgot. No, I honestly, I don't know. We don't.
Really?
Know. Yeah.
You want to know?
Yeah.
Okay. It was Candace Jo McCoy, and his famous partner in the duets was Memphis Minnie, and his famous brother was Charlie McCoy, the mandolin player that played all kinds of genre.
Okay.
You know who Memphis Minnie is, right?
I've never heard
right.
of any of them.
Yes, I have heard of Memphis Minnie.
I have one more question, and this is just a question. What is, who is the vocalist, and what is the orchestra or band that is your theme song?
Oh, that's, the band is Benny Goodman, and the vocalist is Benny Goodman as well.
Really?
Yeah.
That's just so surprising. I never have ever heard him sing anything else.
He did a few times, and it's from 1945.
Right. I love it. It's a wonderful tune. Anyway, thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye. And Leah, it's your turn.
Okay. In 1900, there was an Olympics in Paris, and there were no medals given out, but there were prizes. What was the prize?
Croissants.
Was it a laurel wreath of some kind, something like that? You put
no.
it on their head?
Was it a cash prize?
No.
There were prizes given out. So it was the same prize to everybody? Or they won?
No, they were different.
Mean prizes, didn't...
But it was the same kind of thing.
Same
I mean,
prize.
This is from the Olympics Committee or
uh-huh.
from the...
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Same kind of prize. The prize wasn't anything that was alive, was it?
No.
Right. Was there a reason for it, historical reason for it? Do you know?
Some traditional Olympic thing?
Maybe in keeping with the Paris...
Oh.
Little miniature Eiffel Towers.
Yeah, I was thinking that too.
On
no.
a chain.
No.
Huh. Okay. Well, read the question once more, would you please?
In 1900 Olympics, there were no medals given to winners. There were prizes, however. What were they?
And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. Hope you're enjoying the show. Please remember we are doing pledging tonight. Whatever amount that you can afford to give, it would be much appreciated if you enjoy this particular show. And we do enjoy bringing it to you, as well as the other shows on KALW. Now's the time to pledge at 1-800-525-9917. Again, please, at 1-800-525-9917, or go to kalw.org. All right, let me do this question quickly. There are a couple of answers to it. Okay, so there are four. These are four different answers I'm looking for. Of course, we've all heard about Willie Brown. They're thinking about naming the Bay Bridge after him. So I have a couple of other things that are named after people in the Bay Area. So I want you to tell me what they are and where they are located. Here are the names. Kent Purcell, P-U-R-S-E-L, Kent Purcell. And these are all transportation related, okay? Number two, John F. McCarthy. John F. McCarthy. Number three, Richard Jansen. Richard Jansen, J-A-N-S-E-N. And number four, William Bagley. William Bagley. These are all transportation-related things that are named after people. Tell me where they're located
Bagley
and what they are.
Bagley is a tunnel, I think. Is it the...
There might be a tunnel involved, but that's not specifically
a
tunnel.
That's the only one that I've seen the sign.
Okay.
The William Bagley something.
So number one, Kent Purcell. Number two, John F. McCarthy. Number three, Richard Jansen. Number four, William Bagley. They all have something transportation-related named after them in the Bay Area.
Who is the Waldo Grade named after?
Well, strangely enough, the William Bagley has something to do with the Waldo Grade. So,
is John F. McCarthy the 3rd Street Bridge?
It is a bridge, but it's not the 3rd Street Bridge.
Is it the 4th Street Bridge?
It is not the 4th Street Bridge.
Oh, Bagley is the tunnel going to Marin.
Yeah, I'll give that to you. It's Highway 101. That's
with,
it.
With the rainbow
Right. That's the William Bagley Freeway.
Okay.
So, still looking for Kent Purcell, John F. McCarthy, and Richard Jensen. What do they have that's transportation related named after them in the Bay Area?
It shows that the whole brouhaha over Willie Brown is kind of, it doesn't matter because nobody will remember the real name of the bridge.
I think all these people were dead, though, before they named anything after them.
Yeah, yeah.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is that me?
It is you.
Hi, I'm JP in the Richmond.
Hi, JP.
And I had a couple of guesses and a question.
Yes.
So the made-up name, did anybody get that for the state?
Not yet.
Is it Colorado?
It is not Colorado.
Is it Arizona?
It is not Arizona.
Okay. Well, two strikes. My other random guess was about how much it costs to make a nickel. Knowing the federal government, I would guess a dime at least. I don't know.
You're close enough. It's 11 cents.
Oh, my God.
Okay. All right. And I had some questions. So people often talk in America about Australian slang and British slang, but I had a couple of questions about South African English slang. I was wondering if you all know what the following three words mean, and they're all vaguely related. The first is robot, second is zebra, and the third is baki. These are all things that have other names.
How do you spell the last one?
It's B-A-K-K-I-E.
Is zebra any racially related in any way?
It is not.
Okay.
A zebra isn't in England. They call zebra stripes the crosswalk stripes.
Right. It is a crosswalk. Correct.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Robot.
So there's baki, and what's the other?
And robot.
Oh, a robot. Is that a traffic light?
That is a traffic light. Very
okay.
Good.
And baki.
Baki. So it's traffic related, or related?
Well, sort of. Transportation related.
Okay. Becky. Something to do with a car?
It does have to do with a type of vehicle.
Type of vehicle.
Is that a motorcycle, perhaps?
No.
It's not a little kitty cart that goes on the back of a bike.
Yeah.
Nope.
I think you have us on this one.
Okay. A baki is a pickup truck.
Oh, okay. Oh, that makes sense. All right.
So, okay, that's all I got. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there, caller?
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Is this me?
It is you.
Great. Chris from Sunnyvale.
Hi, Chris.
I'd like to take a guess at the state.
Yes.
Is it Montana?
It is not Montana.
All right. Well, I have one question for you.
Yes.
Who was running in the presidential race that pitted graduates of Harvard, Yale, and Princeton against each other?
Ooh. So, I'm sorry. So who was running in the presidential race that...
Three contenders, one from Harvard, one from Yale, one from Princeton.
It must be...
with their bachelor's degree.
It must be Roosevelt, Taft, and Wilson.
Very good. Except, turns out there's another one.
Oh, okay.
That was an excellent answer, by the way. But it turns out it happened again.
So it's happened since then.
Yes.
So is it Bush, Clinton, and what's his name?
Nader.
No, Clinton went to Georgetown.
Nader.
All right. Ross Perot. I don't know where he went.
Okay. So who would it be then? Certainly not George Wallace. So it has to be a... But the third person would be a fairly major candidate, right?
In both cases, the third person was enough to split the vote of the other two.
I said Nader was probably Harvard and Clinton is Princeton, or is he Yale?
No,
Nader is Princeton, and you are on the right track.
But it wasn't that.
Another race, perhaps.
Well, Yale was law school.
Bush, Gore, and Nader?
That's it.
Bush, Gore, and Nader.
Oh, all right. Twice, in 1912 and in 2000.
Good. Okay.
Nice job.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
And Jerry, I believe it's your turn.
Okay.
I think so.
One guess. What is the only planet that rotates clockwise?
Ooh. It's... Neptune?
No. You're out.
It's one of the outer planets, I think.
Leah?
I'm just figuring it out.
I don't know if you can do it that way, but... All right, work on it. read the question once more.
What is the only planet that rotates clockwise?
All right.
I have to recuse E as well.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello, is this me?
It is you.
This is Bart in San Francisco.
Hi, Bart.
My guess for the first feature-length movie in Hollywood, was it The Squaw Man?
It was.
Good.
I think that was C.B. DeMille's.
Actually, D.W. Griffith, I think.
No, it was DeMille.
It was DeMille. Yeah, it was in 1914. DeMille. Very good.
Okay, well, thank you.
Good.
Squaw Man.
Thank you.
Yeah, right.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Wayne from Berkeley.
Hi, Wayne.
Hi. In the Leonard Cohen song, Suzanne, what item was the inspiration for the line, she feeds you tea and oranges that come all the way from China?
All the way from China.
Ooh, maybe Leo knows.
No. No, no, the song.
Hmm. Yeah. She knows more than I do about this anyway. Huh. What? So, give the question once more from the Leonard. Okay, go ahead.
In the song Suzanne, what was the food item that was the inspiration for the line, "She feeds you tea and oranges that come all the way from China"?
Food item.
I'll give you a hint that it was kind of a combination of a couple things. That
not orange pico tea.
You're very hot.
Oh.
Very warm.
Oh. Oolong.
Orange. It has orange in it.
Oh, it has orange in it. No. We don't know.
Constant comment.
That's good.
And then one other one. What San Francisco Peninsula City is pronounced differently by the media today than it was 50 years ago?
San Rafael? Peninsula City. Excuse me. I'm sorry.
Peninsula City. What would it be? But it's spelled the same.
Yeah.
Okay. Peninsula City.
Oh, Palo Alto and Palo Alto?
No.
Because people do pronounce that differently.
Maybe, yeah. Well, there's probably more than one. I don't know.
I once heard Jimmy Durante call it Palo Alto.
Is it north of Palo Alto?
Yes.
Belmont?
No.
Close. Warm.
Oh.
Okay. I mean, geographically, I'm warm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Los Gatos?
No.
That's south.
San Carlos?
Yeah.
Debbie Kennedy got that.
How did they say it?
Well, when I grew up there, it was San Carlos, and now it's San Carlos.
Well, not too different, but okay.
We'll take it.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Sure, thank you.
All right. And Leah, it's your turn.
What language has 27 words for different kinds of mustaches?
So it must be a language where the mustache is pretty important. Okay. How about... Huh. Persian?
No.
English?
No. No.
The mustache is very important.
It must be a place where it's a lot of people have.
Well, England.
Is the state Maine?
No.
I'm still
working on that.
Oh, no,
I'm still upset about it.
Protesting.
All right. I got Kansas.
No.
No.
That's an Indian name. American Indian name. Oh. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Good evening. It's Marky Matty. How are you all doing?
Good.
Your question, Leah, for the Paris Olympics, were they given various types of cheese for their for their efforts? So, you know, first place got a Camembert, second place you got a Brie, and the third place you got a Neufchâtel.
Yeah. No, thank goodness for that.
Yeah. Or how about they all got laurels?
No.
Or like wreaths?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
They probably did get wreaths, but that wasn't the prize.
Yeah. I think the state that you have in mind, Dana, is it Idaho?
It is Idaho, yes.
Oh, really?
Yes, that is a made-up name. Totally
that sounds very Native American.
It does.
Yeah, I think what you were trying to express was, names that you know were made up on the occasion and not already established, you know, words, terms, yada, yada.
Right.
And we're done.
Okay,
bye.
Thank you. What is the only country in the world where Coke or Pepsi are not sold?
I think it's probably the same country with the 27 words for mustache, but I'm not going to say because I would give away my answer.
Oh, see? What is the only country in the world where Coke or Pepsi are not sold? No?
Is there some nationalistic or religious religious
could
reason?
Could be. Yeah.
I'm going to write this down as proof at the end.
All right, you do that. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hey, is this me?
It is you.
This is Maynard from Oakland. I think I just had a bit of my thunder stolen with Idaho, but I do want to contribute a bit. I think the etymology of California and Idaho, they're both fictitious, but California refers to an island that people thought California was. There was a story around the time the Spanish were exploring California about California being an island populated by Amazon.
Right. The queen, it was ruled by a queen Khalifa.
Yeah.
Right.
Did someone answer parbuckling already?
No.
Oh, okay. They're trying to parbuckle the cruise ship that crashed off the coast of
Europe. You're right. The Costa Concordia. Parbuckling is a term used for righting a ship that has fallen to one side.
Okay.
Yes, very good. I'm glad you got that.
Excellent. And nuts, there was a question. Oh, I wanted to answer take a stab at the planet anyway. I don't know about which direction it rotates, but Mercury rotates extremely slowly, so much so that it appears not to rotate at all.
It is not Mercury, according to my source. No.
But yeah, it actually rotates about the same speed at which it goes around the sun, so it appears to sort of always...
Oh, well, yeah, okay. Interesting.
Right, thanks.
Thank you. Appreciate it. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is David Price-Weldy again.
Hello.
Like your chocolate cake, I had to come back again for a second. The question that was brought up earlier with regards to Willie Brown's portion of the bridge being named after him, I looked at Google Maps this week, and I noticed that the bridge is also, 80 is named for both Dwight David Eisenhower, and it's also considered the Lincoln Highway, which passed through South Bend, Notre Dame, where I grew up. But is it possible that we could add a third name to this bridge?
Probably.
Would that be legal?
Why would you want to do that?
Well, they voted to do.
They voted to. I think if you break it up into segments, you can probably add on as many names as you have segments.
Yeah.
Yeah,
adopt a bridge.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you again. You're all charming, and your guests were incredible to me. Thank you.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Pisces, the planet is Venus, not only it rotated
backward. I recused you. You didn't hear that.
Of course. Not only it rotated backward, but it also the day in Venus is much longer than the year. So it rotates so slowly. The third thing, it is the hottest planet. The temperature there is so hot, it's about 900 degrees Fahrenheit, which could melt lead. So it is the definition of hell. Mm. Something really big hit it in the past that reversed the direction of motion and also disturbed the surface of the planet, where the planet's surface is very new. So Venus it is. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
None of us end up going there.
All right. Thanks.
Do I have to cancel my tickets?
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Is that me?
It is you.
My thunder was stolen. Yes, I concur. It is Venus.
All right, there you go.
Merci beaucoup. Bonne nuit.
All right, bye-bye. Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Brian from San Francisco again.
Hi, Brian.
Hi there. Now, I thought I just had the actresses with the same...
Oh, yes.
...three letters of the first and last name, and I came up, but I just realized I'm wrong. Jane Wyatt and Jane Wyman.
Ah, okay.
Close.
Yeah.
Missed it by one letter. All right.
Thanks, Warren.
Thanks. Bye.
All right.
Wyman, I don't understand. That's not the question, was it?
No. Jane.
No, the question was Mary.
The first
Mary
three
Mark.
Letters.
Well, right. The first three letters of the first name, of course, are the same. And
Wyatt and Wyman.
Oh, the first...
Yeah, but only the first two of the last name are the same.
No, Jane is J-A-N,
yeah.
The first three letters.
Right, but the last name, it's not three letters that are the same. Because Wyatt and Wyman.
Oh, I thought he said three letters. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Anyway.
All right. And, all right, let's clean up here. What do we got?
Well, Scotland Yard is so-called because the original entrance was on Scotland Yard Street.
All right. Okay. Not a big finish, but...
Fascinating. Well, it's as big as I could come up with.
Leah?
You can try to top it.
The 1900 Olympics in Paris, the prizes were paintings.
Oh.
Paintings?
Uh-huh.
By anybody famous that you know?
I don't know. Yeah. And the two-thirds of the world's caviar is eaten aboard the QE2.
Oh,
my goodness.
That's a great question, yeah.
Huh. Interesting. What is the only country where Coke or Pepsi are not sold? That is North Korea.
Oh.
Of course.
Oh,
is that what you had written down?
No.
What did you have written down?
That reminded me, I forgot to answer.
Oh.
One of the country with 27 words for mustaches
All right.
is Albania.
Oh. But what did you write down for the...
Albania. I thought it was Albania
okay.
where Coke
All right.
and Pepsi are.
So the things that are named... Kent Purcell, that's the Kent Purcell Memorial Freeway. That's I-80 from the Bay Bridge to Contra Costa. John F. McCarthy, that's a bridge, the John F. McCarthy Bridge. That's the Richmond-San Rafael Bridge. Richard Jansen Bridge, also a bridge. Highway 37, that's the one up in the North Bay near cross part of San Pablo Bay.
I guess having a bridge named after you is a good promise of oblivion.
Apparently. Anyway, if we didn't get to your call, we do apologize. Please remember that Minds Ever Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Our panel tonight is author Jerry Donkman from the San Francisco Chronicle, columnist Leah Garchik. I've been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. Our thanks to Debbie Kennedy and Steve Wilcott for handling the board and phones. And, of course, I do want to remind you that we are pledging, so any amount that you can donate and is very much appreciated. We hope you will call and become a member of KALW. It's very, very important, especially if you enjoy this show and all the other shows on KALW. That number is 1-800-525-9917. Please do us a favor and become a member today, 1-800-525-9917, or go to kalw.org. Thanks a lot, everybody. We'll be back next week, next Sunday at 7 p.m. Bye-bye.